Come on, Steve. Introduce that girl from the top.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Sheryl Underwood.
Thank you, Steve Harvey, and everybody listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You know, usually I'm really more upbeat.
Hype.
I'm more excited, you know. Mm-hmm. What I am now, and I want everybody to become focused. Mm-hmm, so, you know, we all saw the decision in the Breonna Taylor case. First of all, one cop that you fired, charged with wanton endangerment.
Right.
Something that's not even, for people that's listening in California, it's not even on the books here. We don't even have nothing like that.
Wow.
It's below manslaughter.
Yes,
it's below murder and has nothing to do with the killing, the murder, the assassination of Breonna Taylor. It has more to do with the erratic shooting and makes it, in my opinion, a property issue. Because you care more about the walls and the erratic shooting than you do about justice. And this is why everybody's saying, well, yeah, we know we got to vote. We know we got to vote. This is why we're telling you it is more important now. This is an overall plan. Attorney General Daniel Cameron is close with who? Mitch McConnell.
Oh.
Mitch McConnell. He's his protege.
Yeah,
right?
Kentucky.
So to Kentucky Attorney General.
Right.
Daniel Cameron. And even though he a brother, right? He a brother. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it like this, I feel he hid behind the grand jury so that you could say that's what they would bring up. That's all we can win. No, you supposed to be fighting for justice. Mm-hmm. And for every American who is not black, if you don't understand that this is a systematic rigging of the judicial system. They have put judges in place and attorney generals and everybody in place, and they're young. So they will be affecting your quality of life for the next 30, 40 years. And so let's fast forward this up to the Supreme Court.
You're about to put somebody in place. Girl.
Nobody wants to have an abortion. I don't care what you think. There's no woman out there that relishes having to make that decision. But you about to load the court up, and you're going to load the court up so that when Trump says, I will not concede, and we're going to toss it to the Supreme Court that I set up. This is why people are angry. This is why people are protesting. We have had enough of this. If you are not registered to vote, you are part of the problem. If you are not willing to vote, if you're not willing to learn the issues, you are part of the problem. Don't wear no t-shirt. Don't talk about Breonna Taylor's name if you are not going to fight for freedom, justice, and equality. Because today, we mad as hell. We not going to take it anymore. And we'll see you at the ballot box.
Thank you.
Sheryl Underwood.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show and Carla's Reality Update right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.